The mules are in the corral. Welcome to Mule Talk, and I'm Cindy K. Roberts, your host.
We are recording live at the Golden Horseshoe in Eureka, Missouri, and they are having an event to celebrate the first anniversary of the St. Louis Area Equestrian Group, and they are located on Facebook. Now I am meeting with the Missouri Emergency Response Team, and I am speaking with
Suzette Dunnigan.
Suzette, it's so good to meet you. I am impressed with your service because you guys do a wonderful job. And it's not easy. Do you have horses or large animals yourself?
I do. I actually run a boarding facility and I have 14 horses on my place. But we at MERS, we also work with cows, any large animals. We work with elephants. Just anything that you can't pick up, we'll pretty much work with.
Okay, so you have equipment that you use. Now, these animals are not easy to work with when they are traumatized. So, I mean, do you get to somehow tranquilize them, or how does this work?
When we get a call for MERS, usually the horse or cow is in distress, and we require at least 5 of our members to attend so that we have enough strength and manpower that we can do the job. We also require that there be a veterinarian that has either been there and called us to talk to us or is in attendance so that we know that we have permission to do whatever we need to do to help that horse. We don't want to take a horse or a cow that maybe has a broken hip or a leg or something like that and lift them or do things that could cause them more problems. So once we get the okay from the veterinarian, we put our group in the truck, and we've got a huge trailer that has side-by-side and all the equipment that we need for any kind of a rescue, and we utilize our team, get them together, and away we go. We are based in the St. Clair area, and we go within 150 air miles of St. Clair. So we not only serve Missouri, but we also serve Illinois. We are a definite nonprofit organization. We strictly work on donations. If you call us and you have a horse or a cow that's down or down a ravine, or you have a swift water rescue that needs to be done or whatever, and we come and rescue that animal, after we're done, we pack up. We don't take the animal with us. We're not like the Humane Society. We do not confiscate the animal. We give, the owner is there, and the owner then takes it from there. We get it out of its emergency situation, and then we leave. The people want to give us a $100 donation or $500 donation, that's fine. If they don't, if they can't afford it and they don't want to, we don't ask for anything.
That is phenomenal. Now, clearly, this is not a 9-to-5 job.
No. In fact, we got a call last night at 1:30 in the morning for some cows that were loose. We don't chase cows, so we couldn't go. We have people who are retired. We have people who work 9-to-5. And the reason that we like a lot of volunteers to help us is because we require at least 5 people to go. So we just put out the call out and we have everybody respond. There are actually employers who will allow their people to leave work to come and help. The president of this is a horseshoer, and if he's in the middle of two shoes, he leaves and packs up and we head out to the emergency. So we, you know, it's strictly volunteers. We don't get paid anything. The volunteers, we have 6 trainings a year that we train our volunteers. So they're not, a lot of people say, yeah, I'd like to help, call me if you need me. Problem is, we want you to be trained so that you can do this job properly, because it is a serious business.
How did you get involved? How were you recruited?
Well, actually, my boyfriend is the president, but for the longest time, I wanted to help MERS, but I was kind of hesitant because I thought, oh, I don't think I could handle it if a horse, you know, didn't make it, or something happened, or there was a rollover accident, because I'm such a horse fanatic. But since I've done it, you know, we're helping the horse, whether the animal makes it or not. We have done the very best that we can do to give that animal the last chance it has. And many times this is success. Many times the horses or animals have to be put down because they can't stand on their own or whatever. But you know, we have more successes than we have. We always get the animal out of their predicament. We have never not been able. So it's just really warms my heart to help these animals. It's all about the animals.
Well, you are amazing. And I am so, so thrilled that I got to meet you and talk with you. And of course, you have a website.
We do. We are actually on Facebook. If you just look for Missouri Emergency Response or MERS, M-E-R-S, the phone number is on there. Please take it down. Our emergency number is 314-660-3510. If you want to donate money, that's fine. But if you are in need, I don't care what time of day or night it is, and your animal gets in a predicament, give us a call. If for some reason you're out of our territory and we can't come, we will certainly give you as much information so that you can help your animal out yourself.
Okay, now I have to ask, have you had any mule or donkey emergencies?
We have had mule emergencies, yes, we did, and the mule lived. So, yeah.
All right, touche.
I have to say, you know, being a horse person, mules seem to be a little smarter and don't get in quite as many predicaments as the horses do. You know, and we all know they all get up on a daily basis trying to kill themselves. You know, so we're in need a lot.
Suzette, thanks for coming on to Mule Talk, okay? And we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, we are recording live at the Golden Horseshoe at the St. Louis Area Equestrian Celebration, and I am talking with Julie, who is the trail master for Rockwoods Range, the Backcountry Horsemen chapter. Julie, you're new. This is a new group, right?
We are not quite yet to our 1 year anniversary, but we have already accomplished so many things, including starting on our new trail obstacle course at the local park here.
Oh, that's great. So who decided that you needed a group in this area?
I thought that we were something that would really be needed around here. I learned about backcountry horsemen from going to Shawnee National Forest so many years, and we didn't have that presence here, and we love the park that's local, and it needs a lot of repair, and I thought we were needed.
Okay, which park were you talking about?
Primarily right now we are in Greensfelder, which is a St. Louis County park.
Felder. Oh, I've been on those trails for many, many years. Okay, great. So you are there and you're helping to what? Maintain or do some trail revisions or?
Yes, so backcountry horsemen, our whole goal is to maintain trails, everyone happy to where they never allow the trails to be off limit to horses, because we love going there with our horses and enjoying nature. And also, we are going to have a great trail obstacle course now to have fun with our horses even more down there.
Oh, that's great. Now, if somebody wanted to join, how do they get in touch with the organization?
The main website is bchmo.org for Backcountry Horsemen of Missouri. And there is a tab on the website where you can either mail in a check or pay by PayPal with a membership. And then you would just check mark the chapter of your choice. Ours is Rockwoods Range.
Okay, now, are there any mules in your chapter or donkeys?
Not in our specific chapter, but we have mules all throughout the chapters in Missouri because mules are great too.
Okay, well, we need to change that. We need to get more mules into the backcountry horsemen. And I do appreciate you talking with me. Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Okay, we're recording live at the Golden Horseshoe in Eureka, and I am standing here with Dan, who is the barn dad.
That's me. I'm one of the owners, and I'm the local barn dad at Golden Horseshoe.
Oh, wow. That's quite a title.
When you don't know anything, but they can make you carry stuff, then that's the title you get.
Now, that's funny. And I see that you wear this title with pride. So here you are. You're doing the heavy lifting. You got all of the clothing outside and you're setting up. So this is wonderful. Have you been in business for what, almost a year?
Well, so we took over the store almost a year ago, and this is actually the 42nd year for Golden Horseshoe. So we're lucky to be another piece of the tradition for such a great.
So Dan, I'm assuming that you have horses.
We have two, one for each of our ladies in the house.
Okay, but you don't get a horse? So in other words, you don't have to saddle up or feed any grain. You like your two-wheeled model.
I change the oil and I get on and I get off and that's it. Yep.
Dan, this is really phenomenal. You will have other events here, no doubt. I mean, it looks like you know how to throw a really good shindig. So who did all the planning?
So Robin and I, my wife Robin, one of the co-owners, we have done events many times over the years for various businesses and companies that we've been with and owned.
Oh, good.
So we have a lot of experience with it. And then we did this same event with Vivian with the St. Louis Area Questions last year. And really cut our teeth on what she wanted. And so it's even bigger and better this year. So, yeah. This year, 2024, you're going to see quite a few more events from Golden Horseshoe. And we're going to be out in the community more than we have been in a long time.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. And I want to thank you for coming on to Mule Talk. And do you have a website for your Golden Horseshoe company?
Absolutely. You can find us at our website at ghtack.com, ghtack.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram and our Google profile.
Okay, now I see a fiberglass horse standing out front here, so you can't miss your business. So where's the mule?
Uh-oh, now I'm on the spot, aren't I? We are on the spot. Well, Trigger has been here by himself for many, many years, so maybe it's time for Trigger to have a buddy. You could have a point, so I'll take that up with the powers that be. How about that?
All right. Thanks, Dan, for coming on to Mule Talk.
We appreciate you coming out. You have a great night.
We're recording live at the Golden Horseshoe, and we are celebrating the first anniversary of the St. Louis Area Equestrian Group, and they are on Facebook, and I am talking with their founder. I'm talking with Vivian Regna. Vivian, thanks for coming on to Mule Talk.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Tell me, what gave you the idea of starting this group?
You know, I just felt like there was no group that was really cohesive. Everybody had their own little individual groups, but there was none that included the whole equestrian community, and so that's why I created it.
Okay, so no doubt you have a horse.
I have four.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, wow, that's pretty cool. Do you have any donkeys or mules?
I do not. I have three full size and a mini.
Okay, very good. All right. So you get to trailer out or go locally around here to get on the trails. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. I sure do.
Okay. And I see a lot of your posts on Facebook, so you do a lot of promotional rides. So what is your mission?
For the group or for the rides?
For both. We'll start with the group.
For the group, just to get community, and as we've seen with the group, is our community has really come together. It's helped people with just questions about where to get hay or new farriers, but it's also helped people in need whenever we had people that had barn fires or horses that need blanketing for a local rescue group. So we've just been able to come and meet each other's needs in so many different ways, and it's just been really great to work with, or watch, excuse me.
Wow. Okay, that is really cool. So now what about your rides, your trail ride? Are we talking about an hour ride, 2 hour ride, or what is it that you plan on?
So it's somewhat group dependent on who shows up and what they're riding and how far they want to go and the weather. But traditionally speaking, it's about 2 hours long. And we've had anywhere from three riders to, I think, 18 was our biggest.
Okay. Now, I'm thinking of course, you carry first aid and that type of thing. I mean, you never know when somebody's going to get, you know, thrown off or perhaps, you know, get into some ground bees. So you do have somebody that is carrying first aid or they know CPR?
Well, I have been trained in CPR. I'm not currently licensed under CPR, but I don't. Okay. So, again, it's kind of group dependent.
There you go.
I do carry first aid for horses. I really don't have much for people.
That's awesome. So you do carry first aid for the horses. Okay, good for you. Well,
I do. There's also another lady who's a vet, and she carries IV and everything for the horses. So.
Oh, good for her. All right. Well, the last time I gave CPR was to my guinea pig, and I was 12 years old, so I don't think I qualify.
I'm not sure I would either at this point.
Well, Vivian, you've been wonderful, and this is such a delightful event that you put on. And, of course, I'm looking forward to riding with you and doing some more promotional things. So how do people get in touch with your group?
We are located on Facebook under St. Louis Area Equestrians. So there's just a few questions to ask to join. We do require that people are in the equestrian industry, whether they are just here to learn or whether they have horses or donkeys or mules or whatever the case may be, and that they are somewhat local unless they have some other information to provide otherwise.
Okay, so they can't be just like crocodile owners.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Vivian, thanks again for coming on to Mule Talk.
If you'd like to be a guest on the show or a sponsor, send me an email.
everycowgirlsdream@gmail.com.
Gotta go. My mule is looking for me.
Mule Talk is an Every Cowgirl's Dream production.